This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it's BFM 89.9, that time of night. Hello, I'm David Chiu.
Good evening, and I'm Madeline Chiu.
And tonight's giveaway is going to be, it's Friday.
Yeah,
so it's
going
to be from Spotify.
Yes, it's Spotify Friday. We are giving away a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a free 3-month premium pass. So now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Name Russell Curtis' album. Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Uh-huh. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
And I've taken a listen to that
album. I've heard
it is so good.
Really good.
First time I played it, I thought, wait a minute, where did you get this recording from? Huh? And I thought it was really, honestly.
You know, when I first met Russell, my God, he was so quiet. And then when he starts singing, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You amaze me.
Guess what?
Shall we introduce him?
Yes, Russell Curtis is in the studios with us. Hello, Russell.
Hey, guys, what's up? Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's an honor to have you here with us. I mean, here you are. You are a recording artist, no stranger to the Malaysian music scene, right? Apart from recording, you play a lot of live music festivals. And you've been playing all around the world, literally.
Not as much as I would like to.
But a lot in the US and all that, right?
I was very fortunate to travel to the States last year to co-produce and rewrite a very loved Malaysian classic, Kau Ilhamku.
Oh.
Yeah, and we had a host of amazing artists. There are 9 artists in total on that song.
Mm-hmm.
You should go check it out. It's on YouTube, the Kau Ilhamku 2016 release.
Okay.
And just going all over the world and seeing how they do things out there is a huge eye opener.
Wait a minute, did you rewrite it?
I did. I rewrote and I co-produced it with a producer named Jay Key from the US.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Who's on that song?
We have Yuna, Afghan, Siti Nurhaliza, Jacqueline Victor, Joe Flizzo, Sona One, Manbai himself.
Right.
And they got me to do a small bit at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a privilege, right, to actually be together with all of them, to be recording and all.
And going from studio to studio to record everyone.
Yeah.
Because all the music was done in US,
okay,
in New York, at the Cutting Room Studios. Mm-hmm. And we had to go around recording each and every artist. And everyone came together for the live performance because it was done for Yonder Music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was a launch song.
So that was the big highlight of 2016 for you.
2015. It was. Mm-hmm. And it also came at a time where I started working on new material for a new album that's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the songs that's featured on the album is about that experience. It's called NYC.
Okay, we got to look out for that album. But then the current album that you have is still out in the market right now. You launched it in 2014.
Yes, it came out third quarter of 2014.
Right.
And it got nominated for 2 AIMs.
Yeah, Best New Artist and Best English Song of the Year. For Suns.
For Suns, that's right.
I tell you what, why don't we take a listen to Suns right now? You tell us what you think about it, okay? And let's take a quick break right now on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Looking back to when I was a little boy, Mommy and Daddy raised me with love and joy. Try to do the same with my boys today. It's a whole new world, but good values stay the same. And I know you'll make me proud, my sons. You'll be better men than I ever was. When I'm gone, life goes on no matter what you do. Just remember to be true to you. Fight for what is right and turn away from the wrong. Knowing between the two will make your spirit strong. And I know you make me proud, my sons. You'll be better men than I ever was. Never let this cold world done, the good Lord has been kind. Of all that I've achieved, nothing greater comes to mind. Thank you too for turning me into a man. And now you are the future of the Curtis Clan. And I know you make me proud, my sons. You'll be better men than I ever was. Never let this cold world bring you down. And I know you'll be alright. And I know you make me proud, my sons. You'll be better men than I ever was.
It's BFM 89.9, the business station. I am David Chiu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And we also have
Russell Curtis. What's up?
What's up?
All right, guys, it's Spotify Friday today. We are giving away a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a three-man premium pass. Now, all you have to do is answer this question. Name Russell Curtis' album. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, so earlier on, we heard that song which Russell Curtis sang, yeah, which got him the two nominations, Best New Artist, Best English Song of the Year for 2015 AIM, actually, right?
Yeah.
Sons, was that what's it all about? I mean, was it from personal experiences or what?
It is actually it's written and dedicated to my two sons, Ryan and Shane, who every day make me want to be the man that they think I am.
That they think you are.
Yeah.
How old are they actually?
Ryan is 12 and Shane is 8.
Oh, as I said before, as I was telling him off air just now, get ready, because once they hit into their teens, it's a whole new ball game altogether.
I'm sure,
isn't it?
I'm sure.
Yeah, but as I said, I think 10 is the new 13. You know? Because we've had quite a lot of drama in the Curtis residence. Between the two, you know, the two boys are more than a handful.
So you write your songs and all that for personal experiences and all that, like NYC, for instance, you did it also from there.
Yeah, NYC is a song that's going to be featured on the album coming out this year.
Yeah,
it is. It literally tells the story of the first time I went to New York City, which is a city that I've always wanted to visit, and I went last year to record the song, as you know. So yeah, it's literally from the minute I step out of JFK and drive, you know, that drive, that first drive you take from the airport into Manhattan.
Yes.
Seeing the lights and going through the tunnel, and it's like, it's basically everything you've ever seen on TV, you know.
Or movies and all, right?
It's surreal.
Yeah. It's surreal, actually, yeah. NYC does that to a lot of people.
I haven't been to New York yet.
Yeah, you should.
You should go and do the 360 video at right in the center of Times Square.
Times Square.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody, you see everybody else doing that as well.
Yeah. We'll do that next time.
Okay, the thing about this is, how did you get your start into music, actually?
Yeah.
Okay, it came very, very late for me because unfortunately, coming from a typical Asian family, making music is not a real job.
Yes.
You know? Yes.
So when I was an adult, I finally got a friend of mine registered me for a music competition.
Okay.
It was called Blast Off.
Mm-hmm.
And that time I had a band called Curtis Blues Review.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so we actually missed the first audition.
What happened?
Yeah, we just didn't go. Yeah, and then I got a mouthful from my friend. Was like, hey, what the heck, man? You know.
Uh-huh.
So we ended up going to JB for the next audition.
Okay.
And we actually never anticipated getting as far as we did.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it'll be the audition, and it'll be like, okay, no, you guys are either too old school, not mainstream enough, you know.
Mm.
Because we actually played a lot. I've always been very funk, soul, blues oriented. Mm. No, that's always been my thing. But we made it all the way to the finals. We were runner up.
Wow, fantastic! And that's what got you started, right?
That's what got me thinking that this could be something,
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my wife said at the time, who's always been very supportive, she said, yeah, I think you're young enough to fail at something, so try.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
when you're so young, you fail, you know how to climb back up again. That's time.
But fail was not something that you did as well, because what happened was November 2013, you beat 9 other countries. You were grand champion at the Yamaha Asian Beat Band competition held in Jakarta.
Yeah, actually, that was a very, very cool thing that we did with my cousin, who used to play music with me.
Uh-huh.
And so we've always had this connection where we get each other, you know, like vibe, growing up together, I guess. We come from a musical family as well. Listen, same, very similar influences. So we managed to bring that brand of live funk soul, and we did it in Jakarta, and the judges liked it, and we won.
And guess what? They were the first time champions, yeah, that Malaysia, that they actually represented the country. Malaysia actually emerged as champions.
Right.
The first time ever in the 16 years that competition has been held.
Wow.
That was in 2013.
Yeah.
Amazing. 5 years ago. So 2014, you launched your album. What was the title of the album again?
Russell Curtis Project.
Right. And so from there, you got your sons. And I took
and a listen. And it forged a very, very good relationship with me in Yamaha Music.
Uh-huh.
I'm now a Yamaha Music endorsee,
which
all started from Asian Beat, basically.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you also recorded a song with Ningbaizura.
Yes.
Oh, Antara Kita, right?
Her last album that came out. Mm-hmm. Again, everything sort of like one thing always leads to another.
Yeah.
So we met, we became friends, and I was featured on her concert, and there was a duet that we did live. And she was like, hey, why don't we record this for my next, I have a new album coming out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it happened, we went to the studio, we did the duet, and it was cool. It was a very, very fun project. I liked it a lot, and she's a friend to this day now.
I mean, what's it like, you know, performing with such a legend?
It is you get to see where you stand, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's always been like a trip to New York, working with different artists, working with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Always to see whether my choice to do music is validated. You know?
Right.
And I like to think that they had fun working with me too. So that's the biggest gratification for me, knowing that I'm meant to do this.
So you've written songs about, I mean, mainly in English. You know, what about Malay?
It's coming. It's coming. I've tried. I have quite a few prototypes, I would say. which I will probably be reworked and released. Uh-huh. But the producer who produced my first album, Obi Suito, he always said, you can't force write it, you know, because people can tell. And the last thing you want to do is manufacture something
that
for the sake of selling it, you know.
Yeah.
Music is a bit different. It's not like creating a production line, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it will come when the time is right. I don't know if it will be on this album or not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the form of a collaboration with another artist.
When do you expect to launch your next album anyway?
This album comes out end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has to come out end of the year.
is there a reason for that?
Because I was supposed to release it somewhere around the third quarter.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but things have got... I've got a lot on my plate right now. I'm the music director for an outlet called Lifehouse.
Yes.
The track.
Yes.
And we're doing a lot of exciting things. We just had a huge competition called Rock the House. We gave away 10,000 ringgit to a band called Riot Jones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I've always tried to support my industry, the industry that gave birth to me.
Mm.
And... There's a lot of things that we're doing at Lifehouse to support that, be actually a platform for up and coming acts. I even put out a challenge right now. If there's any band out there, Malaysian band, if you think you have what it takes,
okay,
look me up on Facebook, message me, and I will make sure that I create a show for you guys at Lifehouse.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where can they get hold of you?
Look for me on Facebook, Russell Curtis.
Russell Curtis.
Or you can go to Lifehouse Facebook page and write to them. Say, I'm looking for Russell.
Shout out to Russell, yo.
I want to do a show at Lifehouse.
That's your ice bucket challenge, lah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We are speaking to Russell Curtis, whom early on you heard the song Sons from. Later, I want you to sing a song for me, lah. He's got a very interesting song over there. It's called Sayang.
David's just so excited.
I'm very excited. I took a listen to the album.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
We were actually blasting your songs earlier.
Wow, that's awesome. But I think it might be a bit weird though, David, if I looked you in the eye and sang Sayang to you.
No, there's a nice story behind that song as well, right?
Okay.
But first, let's tell everybody. everybody.
Spotify Friday today. Don't forget, you know, we're giving away Spotify tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a free three-man pass. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Name Russell Curtis' album. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to be going to news on page 2, plus also, Russell, you're going to have to get yourself ready for...
Smarty Pants.
Oh, man.
That's what they all say. And it's all coming on next on BFM 89.9, the business station. It's BFM 89.9 on that time of night. Hello, I'm David Chu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And we also got...
Russell Curtis. That's my name.
Yo, man.
All right, guys. It's Spotify Friday today. We're giving away Spotify tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a free three-man premium pass. All you have to do is just answer this question. Name Russell Curtis' album. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Okay. It's time now for a little bit of noise that I hear outside the windows over there.
Shouting.
Yeah, all the shouting is because it's time for news on page 2. Would
That's
you believe it?
That's right. I go first, lah.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, then. So I'm talking about runaway robot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the scientists at this lab, they actually, they were teaching the machine how to move around independently.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, the robot actually broke free after an engineer forgot to shut a gate. So the robot has been roaming around on streets and causing traffic jams along everywhere.
It wasn't shaped as an ostrich, right?
Oh, come
I was just
on.
About to ask.
Right?
Actually, the ostrich also caused traffic jam, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean...
That's another story altogether.
Yeah, but I mean, this robot has been roaming around causing traffic and everything. And then, God knows how long the robot was outside, but... unfortunately, the battery kind of like died off later on, so...
Are you sure he wasn't looking for Sarah Connor?
Take me, dude. No?
No, it's not written. No.
Amazing. Mine is about Iceland, right? So the thing is, Iceland is starting to strengthen their road signs.
How?
Now, you would think... You know, the thing is, road signs, they're all placed by the side of the road, and you know, they're both chucked in, that sort of thing, right? Now, the thing is... The road signs, you would expect, why are they strengthening? Is it because the wind is blowing it down like what we had recently in KL, right? Mm-hmm. Road signs and everything got blown down. Mm. But apparently they're doing that because this is to try and discourage people from stealing the road signs.
Why would you want to steal a road
too
sign?
Too many road signs have been stolen, apparently. So at one time, these signs used only words that caused confusion for international visitors. So about 30 years ago, some German filmmakers had put signs instead of a lot of lettering, keep left and all that sort of thing. And those road signs became so pretty and so nice that people started stealing them.
Used to do this when we were young, when we were in high school, you know.
You stole road signs?
Not road signs, we used to steal like police cones.
I did that.
Right?
Yeah, I stole the police cone.
How do you all steal police cones?
Stop the
car, take it. Especially the ones with the reflective police sticker around.
Oh.
And then you put it in your room. Wow, it's damn cool.
Those were the days. But yeah, road sign. No, I've not.
No?
No.
Do you know? Okay.
Why? Why would you need to steal a road sign?
I used to have a classmate who was studying in Australia during his university days, right? And every night he would work for the road transport department there. And he has a job whereby they drive around the streets of Sydney or Melbourne and all that, and all they'd have to do is just look out and see what road signs are A, damaged, B, dirty, or C, missing. Then you just write a report. Next day, they'll replace them. And he says, the most popular road signs that go missing are the ones with a speed on it. Like 40, 50, 60. Oh, yeah. Because people like to steal that and give them as birthday presents to the person who turns 50 or turns 40. And
such a cheapskate way.
Yeah.
Design your own one.
There's a lot of street cred.
You
steal your road signs.
You have a story as well.
You should get the rumpets here to go around looking at the road signs and tell us which one needs to be replaced. No.
Yeah, unless they're running into them.
Since they're all over.
Okay, you got a story as well, Russell? Okay.
My story is a little bit different, but I'll let you guys decide what it is. The headline says it's on the coverage. It says, Singaporean quits job to breastfeed her boyfriend 6 times a day.
Oh my God.
No joke.
No, I know. I understand sometimes they have really, really bad headlines, but yeah, can we like know more info about it?
Okay, so in another bizarre news from Singaporean social media, a woman has publicly announced that she is quitting her job so she can breastfeed her 36-year-old boyfriend.
No. Why?
According to the woman known only as Chloe, she announced that she wanted to start an adult breastfeeding relationship with her partner, Charlie, sparking outrage in social media space over the unusual decision. I say, more power to you, Chloe. And Charlie, you are a lucky man, my friend.
This kind of reminds me of the one where the whole family wanted to...
Which one?
Supervise the son's first time one. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That was the most ridiculous news ever. Why? Why? Singapore, why? I don't understand. Leave them alone.
Can you imagine when you visit that house? The proud mom comes out. She shows you pictures. Oh, this was my son. His first birthday. Yeah. This was his first time winning an athlete event in school. And this is a video of his first night with his wife. Look at the form. Impeccable form. He gets that from his father.
Oh my God. And now breastfeeding your own boyfriend.
Amazing.
Well, if anything, it will definitely bring those two closer together. This might be what every
like
relationship
mother and son,
needs.
Right?
Oh, no. Whoa, what?
No, nah. I can tell you this, though. Charlie is a very healthy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adeline, for making that weird. Okay.
Russell.
Yes, sir.
It's time for... Okay, Smarty Pants is what it's called, and you have 30 questions and 3 minutes to try and answer as many of those.
Sorry, the first question is strange.
It's okay. It's good. Don't give it away. It'll be quite fun.
Is this like the first question? What's your name? So you get at least get 1 point.
It's very close, lah. Okay, are you ready?
All right, hit me.
If you don't know the answer or not sure, just say skip.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. 3 minutes starts now. The ostrich.
Was on Federal Highway.
Is native to which continent? Australia or Africa?
Africa.
Lopburi, Pichit and Ang Tong are provinces in which Asian country? Vietnam or Thailand?
Vietnam.
Humans, microcephaly is an having an abnormally small what? Eyes or head? Microcephaly. Small eyes or small head? What do you think?
Head.
Have it your way was an advertising slogan for which fast food outlet? Carl's Jr. or Burger King?
Carl's Jr.
A scissor hold is used in which sport? Wrestling or ping pong?
Wrestling.
Okay. Retinol is a form of which vitamin? A or B?
B.
Which British band released a 2002 album entitled A Rush of Blood to the Head? Coldplay or Arctic Monkeys?
Arctic Monkeys. No.
What is a male otter called? An alpha or dog?
Alpha.
Florimania is a passion for what? Sweet scents or flowers? Florimania.
Flowers.
Oh, The Adventure Home is the sequel to which 1993 film? Home Alone or Free Willy?
Free Willy.
Used in cooking, agar agar is a gelatin made from what? Ligaments or seaweed?
Seaweed.
Okay, the phrase sweets to the sweet is from which Shakespeare play? Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet?
Hamlet.
A septennium is a period of how many years? 7 million or 7 years?
The first one.
7 million. American jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald was born in which year? 1900 or 1917?
1917.
Ik hou van jou is Dutch for what? I love you or I want you?
I love you.
All right. How many squares are there on the Spears game Snakes and Ladders? 100 or 81?
81.
Sororal relates to or is like which member of the family? Brothers or sisters?
Sisters.
Okay, which part of the body does the term 5 o'clock shadow traditionally refer to? The arms or the face?
Arms, face.
Who sang the song Georgia on My Mind in 2003? Was it Ray Charles or Willie Nelson?
2003,
I don't know. Probably in the 60s, actually.
It's Ray Charles.
Ray Charles. Who directed the 97 film Jackie Brown? Quentin Tarantino or
Tarantino.
A probang is used to remove an object from or apply medication to which part of the body? The lungs or the throat?
Do you say probang?
Yeah, probang.
Is that what athletes do?
I don't know.
throat.
Okay. Which English singer has the pet chihuahua called Buster? Is it Cheryl Cole or Ed Sheeran?
It's probably Ed Sheeran, right?
No. No. What was the middle name of US inventor Thomas Edison? Was it Alva or Thomas?
Alva.
In the fairy tale, The Princess and the Pea, how many mattresses did the princess sleep on and still feel the pea through? 15 or 20?
20.
Okay. Caprine relates to which animal? Goat or fish?
Goat.
A Hutchinson is what type of container? A lunchbox or a bottle?
Bottle.
Yeah! 26 questions he went through, my friend. How? That's it. 3 minutes out. You look very shell-shocked, my friend.
Yeah.
We'll find out together how well Russell Curtis did next.
You say this. General knowledge. Uh-huh. This is not general.
We'll find out your score next on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9 is the station you're on. That time of night is the show you're on as well. Hi, David Chu.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Russell Curtis.
Okay, when we last left it, Russell Curtis had just done his Smarty Pants, but first and foremost...
Yes, it's Spotify Friday today. We're giving away Spotify tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a 3-month premium pass. Mm-hmm. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Name Russell Curtis' album. Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, let's read out some of the wrong answers from Smarty Bands first.
Okay, retinol is a form of which vitamin? It's A.
Okay.
Which British band released a 2002 album entitled A Rush of Blood to the Head? Is Coldplay.
Obviously, you don't listen to them.
No, actually. Everyone who knows me knows this. I'm not actually a fan of Coldplay.
Okay.
What is a male otter called? It's dog.
Oh.
And how many squares are on a Spears Games Snakes and Ladders board? It's 100.
Oh, 100, huh?
That's it.
Okay, so let's find out exactly what is your score. Russell Curtis, are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, Russell Curtis scored 18 points!
Wow! That's not
bad.
Out of 26, you know, my friend.
Really, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't seem too pleased, though. He's
Yeah, because he wasn't too sure about Burger King's question just now. He went cows.
No, he was like, yeah. This is not general knowledge question, dude.
So, before we continue on, okay, so Russell, it's almost end of the show already. Tell us what's next for you.
Okay,
apart from the album that we've been talking about.
So the album comes out at the end of the year, and I'm taking a lot of time concentrating on a whole new music program for Lifehouse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a space upstairs of Lifehouse, and it is perfect for these type of showcases. So we're going to have a bunch of very, very close friends who are amazing musicians like Elvira Arrow, Joy Victor, John Thomas, Albert Sirimal. We have Melissa Indot this Saturday.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And it's going to be a lot. There's a tribute series that's going to be, it's called Gone Too Soon. We're singing tributes to Prince, of course, who recently passed. Yeah.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson,
Amy
Winehouse.
Happening?
It's all going to be on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts in July onwards.
Wow.
After Hari Raya.
That's sweet. Fantastic. One quick question. Are you going to do what you did last year? You did a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Yeah? With the Malaysian Care.
Yes.
So this year, are you going to do something?
We tend to get down to something almost every year. Last year was more of a response to a program that was part of.
Mm-hmm.
We actually visited this home, and that's what the song is about. It's about that single mom and how urban poverty is a very, very real issue.
Mm-hmm.
And Malaysian Care and the guys at Rage Star are doing a lot of work for this. And that was just me supporting them.
Right.
So
you might, who knows,
you might
do something like that.
Maybe
even
do it for them again this year.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Fantastic, huh?
Wow. All right, guys. I asked you guys earlier, name Russell Curtis' album just now. So the answer is...
Russell Curtis Project.
There we go. Okay, so if you won yourself, you would have won yourself that Spotify package, isn't it?
That's right.
Which would be fantastic. Okay, before we go, every night we give you a fun fact. Something that you can be proud about to tell all your friends and your neighbors about, but it's literally worth nothing.
Okay,
are you ready? I go first today.
Okay.
In Greek mythology, it was believed that redheads turn into vampires when they die.
Wow. Two things that I really, really like.
Vampires and redheads.
Sad lah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just wait for them to die.
Okay.
My fact, Paris syndrome is a psychological disorder,
okay,
mainly suffered by Japanese people, because after realizing Paris isn't what they expected.
Okay. When you said psychological disorder, I thought it affects those attention needy people who go like, oh, look at me, I'm cool like Paris Hilton.
No, there's a lot of them these days nowadays, isn't it? Well, okay, so thanks a lot for joining us, Russell. It was really fun having you.
Guys, it was great to be here. Yes. I love the show, and we had such a good time today.
Yeah,
thanks for having me. You'll be playing a song for us tonight, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what song is going
to
be?
If you guys will listen, yeah, I would love to play.
I said I wanted Sayang.
Oh, Sayang, you wanted Sayang.
Hey, there's a story behind that song, isn't it?
There is a story behind the song. Basically, I wrote it for my wife. And her name is Shauna, as you can see. She branded me.
Oh, yeah, it's on your arm.
Yeah, it's on my arm. And but we figured that we won't be selfish with the song. We'll name it Sayang because I want to write a Malaysian song. Mm. I didn't think I was ready to write a Malay song. So, and Sayang is something any couple from any background, doesn't matter what race, what language you speak, they call each other Sayang.
Yes.
Yep.
Right? It's a Malaysian thing. And I was actually performing this song in the States.
Yeah.
And there were Malaysians in the audience. Mm. And they came up to me and they were like, you must be either Malaysian or Singaporean, right?
Where were you performing the thing again? In the States?
In the States. It was in San Francisco.
Right.
And so I said, first of all, don't insult me.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm Malaysian.
Yeah.
Well done.
And so we'll take a listen and see what Sayang is all about right after this. I really love that song, honestly. Okay. So, from the deepest, darkest, unknown parts of Bandar Utama, where the sun don't shine since it's 9 o'clock already, I am David Chiu.
And I'm Adeline Chiu.
And I'm Russell Curtis.
So, enjoy Sayang, people.
Good night, all.
Love the way you call out my name. Love the way you hold my hand and feel no shame. Love to hold you close and smell your hair. Love to turn around and find you're always there. When I'm blue, you always know exactly what to do. Sayang, don't know what you've done to me. I'm happy as I'll ever be. Sayang, I just wanna make you laugh. You'll always be my better half, and I'm never gonna let you go. I just wanna let you know, don't know what it is you see in me. Whatever it is, it's something only you can see. You make me wanna be a better me. With you I can achieve impossibilities. And all I need is you. Together there is nothing we can do. Sayang, I don't know what you've done to me. I'm happy as I'll ever be. Sayang, I just wanna make you laugh. You'll always be my better half, and I'm never gonna let you go. I just wanna let you know. Oh.
don't know what you've done to me. I'm happiest I'll ever be. Saying, I just wanna make you laugh. Always be my better half, Sayang. Love the way you cook for me. You make my tummy so happy, and I'm never gonna let you go. And I just wanna let you know. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.